Hi, this is Calissa Brosh, and today I'm going to go behind the camera with an industry professional. Joining me today, I have...
Britt Baker.
You may know her as an anchor from Fox 59, but today we're hoping to learn a little more about her as we go behind the camera. Now, we've already had a chance to chat this morning, and I can already tell she's pretty cool.
Oh, well, I'm glad you think I'm cool.
All right, some basic questions. What are your hobbies? Like, what do you do when you're home and off of work?
Well, when I'm not working, I have four kids, so I stay very busy with them. I also have a second job, too, so I will leave the news station, go hang out with my kids for a little bit, or go straight to my second job, where I do cosmetic tattooing.
Cosmetic tattooing? So, that's cool. At your tattoo shop, do you do piercings, too, or is it just...
I actually just got certified to do that, so that will be...
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to add that on, too.
I just got a new piercing.
Did you?
Yep, it was my belly piercing. I got it because I turned 16. My mom was like, you know what? Go ahead.
I had mine done when I was 16, too.
That is so cool.
That was long ago. It's out now, but it's fun. It's fun to be 16.
When you play with your kids, you play, like, certain games?
Well, I've got 13-year-old, a 4-year-old, and then 14-month-old twins. So they're really into just peekaboo right now. So any
peekaboo, like, is a fun game.
Funny faces, or they're really easy. The older ones like to, you know, watch different shows, try to get outside as much as we can, but it's cold.
Do you do like Elf on the Shelf for Christmas and stuff?
Our elf had COVID, so he stayed in the same spot for a couple of days.
COVID? That's such a smart idea.
We left out some medicine after a few days, and then he ended up moving.
Oh, wow. Did they touch him, though? Once you touch him, the elf goes away?
No, they didn't. Just happened to not move for a few days, so we were like, well, you know what? He must be sick.
Oh, poor elf.
So he's fine now. Everything is fine.
What do you do for Christmas?
Well, we don't really have any... I guess we do have one tradition. We love to go around just looking at Christmas lights.
To the zoo and stuff, or like around the neighborhood?
Around the neighborhoods, and then also if you've ever been to the state fairgrounds, they do the Christmas Nights of Lights where you just drive through, and they've got it set out, like everything set up, so you can just drive through that whole setup, and that's super fun because we take our minivan loaded up with all of our kids, and we just, everyone, you know, it's real chill, so everyone can kind of take off their seatbelt and kind of stick their heads out the window like their dogs.
I've never done that before. I've only gone to the zoo for it.
Highly recommend, because you're in your vehicle, so you can stay warm. You've got the heater on. You can bring your hot chocolate.
That's what was bad about Halloween this year. I was freezing.
See, I don't do the outdoor stuff like that in the winter because I don't like to be cold.
I didn't expect it to be cold during Halloween. I mean, it was last year, so I should have really guessed the weather. Let's think about some games, because I found out you like games like Zelda and stuff.
Oh, that is my favorite game.
You play it all the time?
Oh, yeah. Well, as much as I can. I mean, I started playing my first Zelda game I got when I was 12, which was long ago, on the Nintendo 64, which they don't even make anymore.
I had the Nintendo 3DS. I was hyped about it.
Oh, I see. I never had one of those, but I had a Nintendo 64. I started playing Zelda there, and then I got a Nintendo Switch over the past, like, few years and started playing the new Zelda games. So
how does Zelda games work? Because I'm more of a, like, pick and choose choices type of game, so I'll be like, hey, I want to choose how the story will act.
Well, yeah, it's, I like them because they're open world games, so you can kind of go roam around, and there are different, like, challenges,
things to beat,
you can do. Yeah, but you don't have to do it in a certain order, so you can kind
of, so it's like easy
around
and free playthrough.
Yeah, it's totally.
Are there any other games you like to play?
Well, with my kids, they really like to play Mario Kart.
I'll let them.
Oh, well, yeah, I win all the time. No, sometimes the computer beats me. But I gotta say, my 4-year-old is actually getting pretty good at controlling the car in Mario Kart.
You have the steering wheels or like the?
No, she just uses a little controller. But you can kind of like tilt it back and forth. We just don't sit it in like the steering wheel contraption.
You play Wii too?
I haven't played Wii in. It's been a long time.
Tennis table. That's my...
Tennis table?
I win that one. Table tennis. I said it backwards.
Well, either way, vice versa. With those games, though, because I do have a game. It's a Zelda game. Shocker. but you take the controllers out, and, you know, you're very active with it. And I was, like, sword fighting. Just like
actually,
you know,
sword fighting?
Yeah, and just like, you know, when you're playing the table tennis with the Wii, you know, you're being very active. And I literally, like, threw out my shoulder. sword fighting on this video game.
Sometimes you just gotta beat it that bad.
It was a lot of effort. It took a lot of effort.
That's what happened with me and my sister in table tennis. I almost threw my whole shoulder out because I was trying to hit it that hard. I'm like, dude, stop. Give up. It's a game.
And you know you're playing hard, too, when you start breathing heavy. Like you're getting exercise.
When you start moving your feet with it. Yeah. Start doing that little shuffle side to side. You have any siblings?
I have one sister. She's a military wife, so she moves around a lot. They live in Georgia right now. She's about 3.5 years younger than me, so and she's got two kids, too. And
how was your childhood?
It was fun. I had a good sister. We played outside a lot. I grew up in the times before we had iPads and cell phones, so there was no social media. Oh, my God, I'm feeling old as I'm speaking.
Probably was fun back then, playing outside.
Oh, it was. Yeah, I grew up in the 90s. And 2000s, like the late 90s, like early 2000s, because I graduated high school in 2006. Yeah, I didn't even get a cell phone until like 2004, I want to say. Yeah, just a lot of playing outside. I also skateboarded a lot.
You skateboard? Yeah. Do you still do it?
I don't know if my body could handle that anymore. No, I would. But, you know.
Do any of your kids like skateboarding?
They haven't tried it.
You know what? I'm interested in movies. I've heard you acted in some.
Yeah, I was in a movie, a horror movie. It's actually like a Christmas themed, so it's kind of like seasonal this time of year, slasher movie called He Knows. It's on Tubi and Amazon.
I'm going to watch that when I get home.
Yeah, so just be prepared if it's kind of a little gory. There's eyeballs popping out and stuff like that.
That's like Jigsaw.
Yeah, it's creepy.
And gross? I heard from Mr. Cash that you like gross stuff.
I mean, it's gross stuff is, there's kind of a weird line for me, you know, the movies and the acting and all of that, because it's pretend, right? Like, I work in news where everything is very real. A lot of the news is bad. And so, you know, it's a weird line when I'm working in news and having to read about and know about these things that are very serious and very bad, and then also have to go act in, I shouldn't say have to, get to. It's fun. I enjoy it. But sometimes similar situations where we're pretending, but it's also, I know that there are real world situations like that. So
it starts to feel a little bit more closer to home.
Yes, exactly.
I think acting is an interesting career to take. How you double as an anchor, so it's like, it really does connect with how some storylines and like real world actions connect in a certain way.
Yeah.
You're so cool.
It's doing some of the acting, like knowing so in depth the real world things does make it like, I almost can pull like more emotional stuff because of that.
That makes you a better actor when you can like pull your emotions from certain.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to be in another film probably. I think we're shooting it this upcoming summer. So.
Ooh. I heard you do some great celebrity impressions.
Yeah. You want to hear one?
Yeah.
Which one you want?
Doesn't matter.
You want Britney Spears? Or I would do Britney Spears. We could do Cartman. We could do Mickey Mouse.
You can do Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. What do you want? Yeah. Hey, it's me, Mickey, from the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I haven't heard that voice since I was little on Disney Junior.
Oh. You want to come inside my clubhouse? Well, all right.
And you can do Britney Spears, too?
Well, I like to think I can. Oh, yeah. It's not very serious. It's not like, she just does like this. Oh, baby.
That's so much fun. I wish I could do celebrity impressions. I won't even try, though. That's a little too embarrassing.
Well, that's the first step. You just got to try.
Oh, no.
The trick, I think, is you just listen very closely. You just listen, and you just try to replicate that.
Yeah, but then what if your voice cracks in the middle and be like, ah, nah.
Well, you just got to. I can't tell you how many times like, I'll be in my car by myself or the shower or something, and I'll hear myself just like, like trying to get the right pitch, like just to sound exactly right.
Trying to fix it up, be like, that's not high enough. Let me fix that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Seems it's almost time. You have any questions for me?
What are your goals? What do you want to do? I mean, you're doing radio classes at this young age. That's what I did. So you must know what you want to do when you grow up, right?
I do believe I want to be somebody on the news or in the radio. But I do want to be an anchor. I do some work with TV. Like, I'll anchor for them. I'm on the radio constantly. So I'm an on-air personality on there. And then I anchor for the school news in the mornings. I'm actually on this Wednesday and Thursday.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And then I do some voice acting things here as well.
Awesome. Voice acting is super fun, too. You're going places. I can see it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And I'm glad to have
you. Thank you for inviting me. This was fun.
Thank you for being here. And thank you for being my first guest.
It's been an honor.